Have you ever felt like you're constantly running in circles, trying to meet everyone's expectations, but never truly feeling satisfied? You spend hours scrolling through social media, comparing your life to others. You get caught up in distractions, jumping from one thing to another without ever taking the time to ask, "What do I really want?" Here's the truth. The more you focus on others, the more you lose sight of yourself. Life isn't a competition, it's a personal journey. And when you start focusing on yourself, everything changes. You begin to grow, improve, and achieve clarity about what truly matters. In this episode, we'll explore 10 transformative lessons on how to stop wasting your energy on things that don't serve you and start investing in yourself. These lessons aren't about selfishness. They're about reclaiming your time, your energy, and your purpose. By the end, you'll have the tools to silence the noise, reject distractions, and build a life that aligns with your values. If you're ready to stop comparing, stop pleasing, and start focusing on your growth, let's dive in. This journey isn't about anyone else, it's about you. Your time is now. 1. The dangers of comparison. Imagine scrolling through social media and seeing someone you know on vacation at an exotic destination, another celebrating a career milestone, and yet another posting about their seemingly perfect relationship. You pause, feeling a pang of inadequacy, thinking, "Why isn't my life like that?" Comparison is one of the most subtle yet destructive traps we fall into. It creates a false narrative where someone else's highlight reel becomes the measuring stick for your entire life. But here's the truth. Comparison doesn't motivate. It steals your joy and shifts your focus away from what truly matters. A powerful reminder is this. Comparison is the thief of joy. Every time you compare yourself to someone else, you undervalue your own journey, forgetting that no two paths are meant to look the same. Let's take a closer look at how comparison can harm you. First, it creates unrealistic expectations. You see someone's achievements without seeing the struggles, failures, and sacrifices behind them. Second, it distracts you from your own progress. Instead of focusing on your growth, you waste time and energy chasing someone else's version of success. Finally, it erodes self-worth, making you feel like you'll never measure up. Think of it this way. Life isn't a race, and there's no single finish line. Everyone is running their own marathon, facing their own unique challenges. Comparing your journey to theirs is like comparing apples to oranges. It doesn't make sense. Here's an example. Imagine you're learning a new skill, like playing the piano. You see someone online performing a complex piece flawlessly, and you start thinking, "I'll never be that good." But what you don't see is the years of practice and effort that person has put in. Instead of letting comparison discourage you, focus on the fact that you're taking the first steps toward your own growth. Here's how to break free from the comparison trap. 1. Limit your exposure. Social media is often a breeding ground for comparison. Set boundaries around how much time you spend online and curate your feed to include content that inspires rather than discourages you. 2. Practice gratitude. Shift your focus from what you lack to what you have. Every day, list 3 things you're grateful for. Gratitude is the antidote to envy. 3. Celebrate your wins. No matter how small, acknowledge your progress. Remember, growth is personal and doesn't need to be compared to anyone else's. A wise perspective to keep in mind is this. The only person you should compare yourself to is who you were yesterday. Your journey is about becoming better than you were before, not better than someone else. The next time you catch yourself comparing, pause and ask, does this help me grow, or is it stealing my joy? By focusing on your own path, you'll find that life becomes lighter, more fulfilling, and uniquely yours. Remember, true success isn't about keeping up with others. It's about creating a life that feels meaningful to you. 2. Embracing progress over perfection. Picture this. You're working on a new project, maybe starting a fitness routine, writing a book, or learning a new skill. You make some progress, but it's not flawless. You hesitate to share it with others or even continue because you think it's not good enough yet. Sound familiar? The pursuit of perfection is a trap, a standard so unattainable that it paralyzes progress. Here's the truth. Perfection isn't the goal. Progress is. Every step forward, no matter how small or imperfect, is a step closer to growth. The only way to truly fail is to stop trying. A powerful thought to remember is this: done is better than perfect. Why? Because perfection is an illusion, and chasing it only delays your success. Progress, on the other hand, is tangible, achievable, and transformative. Take a simple example. Imagine you've started a workout routine, but you miss a few days. You think, so, what's the point? I'll never get it right. Instead of giving up, focus on the days you did show up. Each small effort adds up over time, and consistency beats perfection every single day. The harm of perfectionism goes beyond stalling progress. It creates unnecessary stress, fosters fear of failure, and robs you of the joy in what you're doing. It shifts your focus from growth to judgment, making every small mistake feel like a mountain. Think of the Japanese concept of wabi-sabi, which embraces imperfection as part of beauty. A cracked vase, for instance, isn't seen as ruined. It's repaired with gold, highlighting its flaws as part of its story. Your journey is no different. Every imperfection is a sign of effort, growth, and resilience. Here's how to embrace progress over perfection. 1. Set achievable goals. Break big tasks into smaller, manageable steps. Instead of focusing on the end result, focus on completing one step at a time. 2. Celebrate small wins. Acknowledge even the tiniest progress. It's what keeps you moving forward. 3. Reframe mistakes. See mistakes as opportunities to learn, not reasons to quit. Ask yourself, what did this teach me? A reminder from Confucius captures this idea beautifully. It does not matter how slowly you go, as long as you do not stop. Every step you take is progress, even if it's not perfect. Imagine an artist painting a masterpiece. They don't expect the first stroke to complete the work. It's the accumulation of imperfect strokes that creates something extraordinary. The next time you find yourself stuck in the perfectionist mindset, pause and ask, am I moving forward? Am I learning and growing? If the answer is yes, then you're succeeding. Progress, no matter how imperfect, is what transforms dreams into reality. So, let go of the idea of perfect and embrace the beauty of your imperfect journey forward. 3. Rejecting distractions. Imagine sitting down to work on something important, a project, a personal goal, or even just time for yourself. Then your phone buzzes. You pick it up for a quick check, and before you know it, 30 minutes have disappeared into scrolling through social media. Sound familiar? Distractions are everywhere, and they're the silent killers of focus and productivity. Here's the truth. Every time you give in to a distraction, you're not just losing time. You're losing momentum and focus. Your mind is like a spotlight, and when you constantly shift that light, it dims your ability to achieve what truly matters. A wise reminder is this: you will never reach your destination if you stop to throw stones at every dog that barks. Distractions may seem small in the moment, but they add up, pulling you further away from your goals. Think about this. How often do we let trivial interruptions steal our attention? A notification here, a quick reply there, it might feel harmless, but over time, it derails your focus. Imagine trying to fill a bucket with water while it has a dozen tiny holes. Distractions are those holes, and unless you patch them, your efforts will never truly add up. Here's an example. You've decided to spend an hour reading or learning something new, but a message from a friend pulls you away. That small interruption breaks your concentration, and when you return, it takes twice as long to regain your focus. Instead of making progress, you're stuck in a loop of starting and stopping. To reject distractions, you need to take control of your environment and your habits. Start by identifying the most common distractions in your life. Is it your phone, social media, unnecessary commitments? Once you know the source, you can create a strategy to minimize their impact. Here's how to fight distractions and reclaim your focus. 1. Create a distraction-free zone. Set up a space where you can work or relax without interruptions. Turn off notifications, put your phone on silent, or leave it in another room. 2. Practice single tasking. Multitasking is a myth. Focus on one task at a time, giving it your full attention. This not only increases productivity, but also improves the quality of your work. 3. Set clear time limits. Use techniques like the Pomodoro method, 25 minutes of focused work followed by a 5-minute break, to keep yourself on track. Marcus Aurelius offers timeless wisdom. If you are distressed by anything external, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your estimate of it. And this you have the power to revoke at any moment. In other words, distractions only have power over you if you allow them to. By choosing to prioritize your focus over fleeting interruptions, you reclaim control of your time and energy. Think of distractions like weeds in a garden. Left unchecked, they overrun the space, choking out what you've planted. But when you're intentional about pulling them out, you create room for growth and productivity. The next time you're tempted by a distraction, pause and ask yourself, does this serve my goals, or is it pulling me away from them? By rejecting distractions, you create space for what truly matters. And in that space, you'll find the clarity and momentum you need to achieve your best work and your best self. 4. The value of focusing on yourself. Imagine you're in a crowded room full of chatter and noise. Everyone seems to be moving in different directions, shouting over each other and trying to grab your attention. In the middle of it all, you're trying to focus on what matters to you, but the noise drowns it out. This is what life feels like when you prioritize everyone else over yourself. Here's the truth. Focusing on yourself isn't selfish. It's essential. When you constantly give your time and energy to others without reserving any for yourself, you risk losing sight of your goals, your growth, and your happiness. Your life is your own, and you owe it to yourself to invest in it. A powerful thought to remember is this: you can't pour from an empty cup. To give your best to others, you first need to prioritize your well-being. By focusing on your growth, your goals, and your peace, you create a stronger foundation for everything else in your life. Take an example. Imagine you're always saying yes to others, helping with their tasks, solving their problems, or meeting their expectations. At first, it feels good to be helpful, but over time, You feel drained, unfulfilled, and even resentful. By focusing on yourself, you learn to set boundaries and redirect your energy toward what truly matters to you. Marcus Aurelius said, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." This isn't about shutting others out or ignoring their needs. It's about making yourself a priority so you can bring your best self to the table. When you focus on your personal growth, you become more capable, confident, and balanced, which benefits not only you, but also those around you. Here's how to start focusing on yourself effectively. 1. Set clear goals. Identify what you want to achieve, whether it's personal, professional, or emotional growth. Write it down and revisit it regularly. Schedule time for yourself. Dedicate time each day to activities that nurture your mind, body, or soul, reading, exercising, meditating, or pursuing a hobby. 3. Learn to say no. Protect your energy by declining requests or commitments that don't align with your priorities. A reminder from Lao Tzu fits perfectly here. When you are content to be simply yourself and don't compare or compete, everyone will respect you. By focusing on yourself, you cultivate a sense of purpose and peace that isn't tied to external validation. You learn to measure success on your own terms, not by others' expectations or societal standards. Think of focusing on yourself like tending to a garden. You can't expect it to thrive if you're constantly watering everyone else's plants while neglecting your own. When you take the time to nurture your garden, it flourishes, and so do you. The next time you feel overwhelmed by the demands of others, pause and ask yourself, "Am I prioritizing my needs and goals, or am I putting myself last?" By focusing on yourself, you create the space to grow, the clarity to thrive, and the strength to bring your best to everything you do. Remember, your time and energy are your most valuable assets. Spend them wisely, starting with yourself. 5. Resilience through self-focus. Life is full of unexpected challenges, setbacks at work, conflicts in relationships, or even personal doubts that creep in when things don't go as planned. It's easy to feel knocked down or overwhelmed, especially if you're constantly looking to others for reassurance or relying on external circumstances to define your stability. But here's the secret. True resilience comes from within, and self-focus is the foundation for building it. Think about this. When you center your attention on yourself, your growth, your mindset, and your inner strength, you create an unshakable core that no external force can break. Resilience isn't about avoiding hardships. It's about navigating them with clarity and strength. And that clarity begins when you stop trying to control the uncontrollable and start focusing on what you can control, yourself. A powerful perspective to remember is this. You don't build resilience by avoiding storms. You build it by learning to stand strong in the middle of them. Here's an example. Imagine you've been passed over for a promotion you worked hard for. It's natural to feel frustrated or discouraged, but instead of spiraling into blame or self-pity, you choose to focus on what you can learn and how you can grow. Maybe the feedback inspires you to sharpen your skills or pursue a different path. By focusing on yourself, you turn the setback into a stepping stone for growth. Marcus Aurelius reminds us, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." When you focus inward, you develop the mental and emotional tools needed to face challenges head on. Resilience isn't about pretending everything is fine. It's about trusting in your ability to adapt and move forward, no matter what happens around you. Here's how to build resilience through self-focus. 1. Shift your perspective. Instead of seeing challenges as failures, view them as opportunities to grow. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? 2. Strengthen your inner core. Dedicate time to practices that build mental and emotional strength, such as journaling, meditation, or self-reflection. 3. Take ownership. Focus on what you can control and let go of the rest. Resilience grows when you stop wasting energy on things beyond your influence. The Japanese proverb offers timeless wisdom: fall 7 times, stand up 8. This reminds us that resilience isn't about avoiding falls, it's about getting back up every time. And the key to getting back up is the strength you've cultivated within yourself. Think of resilience like a tree in a storm. A tree with deep roots bends but doesn't break, no matter how strong the winds are. Your focus on yourself, your growth, your goals, and your mindset are those roots. The deeper they go, the stronger you become. The next time life throws you a curveball, pause and ask yourself, am I focusing on what I can control? How can I grow from this? By centering your energy on yourself, you'll find the strength to face any challenge with confidence and grace. Because resilience isn't just about bouncing back, it's about bouncing forward, stronger than before. 6. The power of mindfulness. Imagine this: you're rushing through your day, juggling tasks, scrolling through your phone, and constantly thinking about what's next. Amid all the chaos, you barely notice the present moment slipping away. By the end of the day, you feel drained, scattered, and unsure where your time went. Sound familiar? Mindfulness is the antidote to this modern-day rush. It's the practice of being fully present, aware of what you're doing, feeling, and experiencing without distraction or judgment. When you embrace mindfulness, you reclaim your focus, calm your mind, and bring intention to every action. A powerful reminder is this: the only moment you truly have is now. Dwelling on the past or worrying about the future pulls you away from the richness of the present, where your power to act and grow exists. Think of mindfulness as sharpening your awareness. Imagine sipping a cup of tea, not while checking your phone or rushing to the next task, but fully experiencing the warmth of the cup, the aroma, and the taste. That small act of mindfulness reconnects you to the present and transforms an ordinary moment into something meaningful. Here's an example. You're having a conversation with a friend, but your mind keeps wandering to your to-do list. You might nod along, but you're not truly engaged. Practicing mindfulness means grounding yourself in that moment, listening fully, absorbing the conversation, and connecting genuinely. It deepens your relationships and strengthens your focus. Marcus Aurelius offers this wisdom: concentrate every minute like a Roman, doing what's in front of you with precise and genuine seriousness, with love, as if you had to stop doing it at any moment. Mindfulness isn't about perfection, it's about practice. Each time you catch your mind wandering and gently bring it back, you're building the muscle of presence and focus. Here's how to bring more mindfulness into your life. 1. Start small. Pick one daily activity, like eating a meal, walking, or brushing your teeth, and do it with full attention. Notice the sensations, sounds, and movements involved. Practice breathing. Take a few minutes each day to focus on your breath. Inhale deeply, hold for a moment, and exhale slowly. This simple practice grounds you in the present. 3. Limit distractions. Create moments of intentional focus by silencing your phone, stepping away from screens, and fully immersing yourself in your task or interaction. Lao Tzu reminds us, if you are depressed, you are living in the past. If you are anxious, you are living in the future. If you are at peace, you are living in the present. Mindfulness isn't about escaping reality, it's about embracing it fully. When you're present, you notice the beauty in small things, the clarity in your thoughts, and the joy in your accomplishments. Think of mindfulness like a camera lens. When it's out of focus, everything feels blurry and overwhelming. But when you adjust the lens, everything becomes sharp, clear, and vivid. The present moment is no different. When you bring your awareness to it, life becomes more vibrant and meaningful. The next time you catch your mind racing, pause and ask yourself, what's happening right now? How can I bring my full attention to this moment? By practicing mindfulness, you'll find greater peace, clarity, and connection in your life. Because the power of mindfulness isn't just in being present, it's in realizing that the present is where life truly happens. 7. Learn to prioritize your energy. Imagine waking up in the morning feeling full of energy and ambition, ready to tackle the day. But as the hours go by, you find yourself drained, not because of the tasks you needed to accomplish, but because of the distractions, obligations, and unnecessary commitments that stole your time and focus. Sound familiar? It's a common struggle when you don't prioritize where your energy goes. Here's the truth. Your energy is your most valuable resource. Unlike money or material possessions, you can't save it up or earn it back. Once it's spent, it's gone for the day. That's why learning to prioritize your energy is essential for living a balanced, fulfilling life. A powerful reminder to keep in mind is this: where your focus goes, your energy flows. If you spend your energy on things that don't serve your goals, you'll find yourself constantly running on empty with little to show for it. Think about this. How often do you say yes to things out of guilt or obligation, only to feel resentful or overwhelmed later? It might be attending events you don't care about, taking on tasks that aren't your responsibility, or constantly being available to others at the expense of your own well-being. Each yes to something unimportant is a no to something meaningful. Imagine your energy as a bank account. Every decision you make is a withdrawal. If you're not intentional about where you spend it, you'll be left overdrawn and exhausted. But when you prioritize your energy, you ensure it's spent on the things that truly matter. Marcus Aurelius wisely said, "You could leave life right now. Let that determine what you do and say and think." This reminds us that our time and energy are finite. Spending them wisely means aligning your actions with your priorities and values. Here's how to start prioritizing your energy effectively. 1. Identify what truly matters. Take a moment to reflect on your top priorities, whether it's your health, relationships, career, or personal growth. These are the areas where your energy should go. 2. Set boundaries. Learn to say no to tasks, requests, or commitments that don't align with your priorities. Protecting your energy isn't selfish, it's necessary. 3. Recharge regularly. Your energy isn't limitless. Schedule time for rest, hobbies, and activities that refill your cup. Lao Tzu offers timeless wisdom. Nature doesn't hurry, yet everything is accomplished. This reminds us that pacing yourself and being deliberate with your energy is far more effective than spreading yourself too thin. By focusing on what truly matters, you achieve more with less stress. Let's take an example. Imagine you've been invited to a social event, but you know it's going to drain your energy without adding any real value to your life. Instead of automatically saying yes, pause and ask yourself, is this worth my energy? Or would I be better off spending this time on something that truly matters to me? Making decisions like this helps you stay aligned with your goals. Think of prioritizing your energy like tending a fire. If you scatter the logs haphazardly, the fire weakens and eventually dies out. But if you stack the logs intentionally, feeding the flames only when needed, the fire burns brightly and steadily. The next time you feel pulled in a million directions, pause and ask, am I spending my energy wisely, or am I wasting it on things that don't matter? By learning to prioritize your energy, you'll find yourself more focused, more fulfilled, and far better equipped to handle the challenges and opportunities life throws your way. Because when you invest your energy wisely, you invest in your best self. 8. Detach from external validation. Picture this. You've worked hard on something, a project, a personal goal, or even just how you present yourself, and you eagerly await the feedback. When the compliments come in, you feel a rush of pride. But when the criticism, or worse, silence follows, your confidence takes a hit. Why do we give so much power to what others think? Here's the truth. Relying on external validation is like building your house on sand. It might feel stable at first, but the moment a wave of criticism or indifference comes crashing in, everything collapses. True self-worth isn't found in others' opinions. It's cultivated from within. A wise reminder is this. You are not who others think you are. You are who you know yourself to be. When you detach from the need for validation, you free yourself from the emotional roller coaster of approval and criticism. You begin to live authentically, focusing on what matters to you, not what others expect of you. Take an example. Imagine you've spent weeks preparing a presentation at work. After delivering it, you're met with polite applause but no glowing feedback. Instead of doubting your abilities or seeking reassurance, ask yourself, did I give my best effort? Did I stay true to my values and goals? If the answer is yes, then that's all the validation you need. Epictetus offers timeless wisdom. If you are ever tempted to look for outside approval, realize that you have compromised your integrity. Be satisfied with being your own audience. This isn't about ignoring feedback entirely. It's about filtering it. Constructive criticism can help you grow, but blind dependence on others' approval weakens your sense of self. Detaching from external validation means learning to trust your own judgment. Here's how to start detaching from external validation. 1. Define your own standards. Ask yourself what success looks like to you. Align your actions with your values, not others' expectations. 2. Reflect on your intentions. Focus on whether you're acting in line with your goals and principles, rather than on how others might perceive your actions. 3. Practice self-approval. Celebrate your achievements privately. Acknowledge your growth without waiting for applause. Lao Tzu reminds us, care about people's approval, and you will always be their prisoner. Detaching from validation doesn't mean you don't care about others. It means you care more about living authentically. When your self-worth isn't tied to external opinions, you're free to take risks, make mistakes, and grow without fear of judgment. Let's take a practical example. Imagine you've shared a creative project online and the response is lukewarm. Instead of feeling deflated, focus on the fact that you had the courage to put yourself out there. Ask yourself, Did this bring me joy? Did I learn something through the process? By shifting the focus inward, you reclaim your power. Think of external validation like the weather. Some days it's sunny and warm, and other days it's cold and stormy. You can't control it, but you can choose how you dress and prepare for it. Your worth, like your shelter, should be built on a solid foundation, your inner confidence. The next time you find yourself seeking approval, pause and ask, "Am I doing this for them or for me?" By detaching from external validation, you'll find a deeper sense of freedom and self-respect. Because at the end of the day, the most important opinion of you is your own. 9. Celebrate small victories. Imagine this. You set a big goal for yourself. Maybe it's to start a business, run a marathon, or master a new skill. You're so focused on the finish line that you barely notice the small milestones you hit along the way. Over time, you start feeling discouraged, thinking, "Why haven't I made it yet?" But here's the thing. Success isn't just about reaching the destination. It's about recognizing and celebrating the steps that get you there. Small victories are the building blocks of big achievements. Each one represents progress, effort, and resilience. By celebrating them, you fuel your motivation, boost your confidence, and remind yourself that you're moving in the right direction. A wise reminder is this. Success isn't a destination. It's a journey made of countless small steps. Let's take an example. Imagine you're trying to adopt a healthier lifestyle. You've set a goal to work out 5 times a week, but this week you only managed 2 sessions. Instead of feeling like a failure, celebrate the fact that you showed up twice. Those 2 workouts are progress, and progress is always worth celebrating. Marcus Aurelius offers timeless wisdom. Do not let your satisfaction depend on something you cannot control. Celebrate what you have achieved, no matter how small. This isn't about lowering your standards. It's about acknowledging the effort you're putting in, even if the results aren't immediate. Recognizing small victories keeps you grounded and motivated, especially when the bigger goal feels far away. Here's how to start celebrating small victories. 1. Set incremental goals. Break your larger goal into smaller, manageable milestones. Focus on completing each step, one at a time. Reflect on your progress. At the end of each day or week, take a moment to list the things you've accomplished, no matter how minor they seem. 3. Reward yourself. Celebrate your achievements in meaningful ways, whether it's treating yourself to something you enjoy or simply taking a moment to appreciate your hard work. The philosopher Lao Tzu said, "The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Every step forward, no matter how small, is a step closer to your goal. When you focus only on the end result, you miss the beauty of the journey and the growth that happens along the way. Think of small victories like adding drops of water to a bucket. At first, the changes seem minor, but over time, those drops accumulate into something significant. Each win, no matter how small, brings you closer to overflowing with success." Here's another perspective. Imagine you're learning a new language. You might not be fluent yet, but celebrating the first sentence you successfully construct, the first time you understand a movie without subtitles, or even the first word you memorize, gives you the momentum to keep going. The next time you hit a milestone, no matter how minor, pause and ask yourself, "How far have I come since I started?" Celebrate that progress, because it's proof that you're moving forward. Small victories aren't just moments of joy. They're reminders that every step matters and every effort counts. In the end, It's these small wins that pave the way to big success. 10. Final motivational insights. Focus on what truly matters. As you navigate life's complexities, it's easy to get caught up in the noise, other people's opinions, fleeting distractions, or the endless pursuit of perfection. But here's the ultimate truth. Your time, energy, and focus are finite. To live a fulfilling life, you must choose wisely where you invest them. This is the heart of living a life focused on yourself and your growth. A profound thought to carry with you is this: what you focus on expands. If you spend your days worrying about what others think, chasing superficial goals, or trying to please everyone around you, you'll lose sight of what truly matters. But when you center your attention on your values, passions, and goals, your life begins to reflect what you care about most. Take an example. Imagine you're juggling countless responsibilities, helping others, keeping up appearances, and saying yes to everything. You're stretched thin, yet you feel unfulfilled. The key isn't to do more, it's to do what matters. By saying no to what drains you, you create space for what uplifts and inspires you. The Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius reminds us. You could leave life right now. Let that determine what you do and say and think. This isn't meant to be morbid. It's a call to focus on the present and live with intention. Life is short, and your greatest gift is your ability to choose how you spend it. Here's how to focus on what truly matters. 1. Clarify your priorities. Reflect on what's most important to you: your health, relationships, personal growth, or passions. Write them down and use them as a guide for your decisions. 2. Eliminate the unnecessary. Let go of commitments, distractions, or relationships that don't align with your priorities. Protect your time fiercely. 3. Live with intention. Approach each day with purpose. Ask yourself, am I spending my time on what aligns with my goals and values? Lao Tzu offers timeless wisdom. A good traveler has no fixed plans and is not intent on arriving. This reminds us to enjoy the journey, not just the destination. Living intentionally doesn't mean rigidly pursuing goals. It means savoring each moment while staying aligned with what matters most. Think of your life like a garden. You can't grow every flower or tend every patch of soil, but you can choose the seeds you plant and the care you give them. By focusing on the plants that matter most, you create a garden that thrives and brings you joy. Here's another way to think about it. Life is like carrying a backpack. Over time, you fill it with responsibilities, expectations, and distractions. If you never pause to take out what's unnecessary, the weight will overwhelm you. But when you lighten your load and keep only what's essential, you move through life with ease and purpose. The next time you feel pulled in different directions, pause and ask yourself, does this align with what truly matters to me? By focusing on your priorities, you take control of your life and create a future that reflects your deepest values. In the end, living a life that matters isn't about doing everything. It's about doing the right things. Focus on what truly matters, and you'll find that your energy, time, and passion lead to a life of fulfillment and meaning. Because the best way to live a life you're proud of is to make every moment count. And there you have it. 10 powerful lessons to help you refocus your energy, eliminate distractions, and build a life centered on what truly matters. These aren't just ideas. They're actionable steps you can start implementing today to reclaim your time, protect your peace, and prioritize your growth. Remember, focusing on yourself doesn't mean ignoring others or being selfish. It means valuing your own journey, your goals, and your well-being enough to make them a priority. It's about choosing progress over perfection, celebrating every step forward, and letting go of what doesn't serve you. As you move forward, take these lessons with you. Practice letting go of comparisons, embrace small victories, and remind yourself that the only approval you truly need is your own. The more you focus on what matters to you, the more clarity, purpose, and fulfillment you'll find in every moment. If this episode resonated with you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who might need a reminder to focus on themselves too. And let me know in the comments, which of these lessons spoke to you the most? How are you planning to focus more on yourself starting today? Thank you for spending your time with me today. Remember, your journey is your own, and the best investment you can make is in yourself. So take a deep breath, refocus, and keep moving forward. Until next time, stay intentional, stay inspired, and most importantly, stay focused on you.